Well, the Christmas bells might be ringing, and the fire alarms might be going off in Allen Park. They got to figure this thing out quick after losing to the Rams yesterday, 31-34 out at SoFi. And let's go inside the huddle with our Lomas Brown, brought to you by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 800-MY-FURNACE or visit cncheat.com. And we bring in the man, the myth, the legend, Lomas Brown. Lo, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, it's a good morning, but it makes things a little difficult for this team now going forward. They got three games left, Steelers, Vikings, Bears coming down the pike. And these are truly must-win games now for them. That was one that kind of a tale of two halves, really. I mean, they looked really good in that first half and then less so in the second.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, you're right. This is must-win territory that we put ourselves in. And you're right, that yesterday's game, it couldn't have been more different between the two halves. I thought the first half, we really came out, and I thought we set the tempo. Big, big turnover from Aiden Hutchinson to set us up to get our first score of the game. It seemed like we were going back and forth with the Rams, but that second half, they came out, they took it to another level. We didn't offensively, and we knew going into that game, we were going to have to limit the amount of possessions that Matthew Stafford and that offense of the L.A. Rams got. We weren't able to do that offensively, and defensively, we just didn't have enough. We just didn't get enough pressure on him in the second half. We just didn't do enough or have enough chaos to cause them to really get off rhythm. And, yeah, you're right, they took advantage of that.
In the first half, things were humming for that offense and defense, too. When Aiden Hutchinson intercepted Matthew Stafford and went 58 yards, I was like, okay, here we go.
Man, Jamie, I'm telling you, that was such an exciting play and such a big play on Aiden's part. I mean, he did a great job of reading the screen, putting himself right in the path of it, making a great catch, and getting some yaks, some yards after the catch from the big man. But you're right, we weren't able to sustain that. And I think the biggest thing that hurt us was that in the run game. We were just never able to establish the run game and pick up significant yardage running the ball to keep ourselves ahead of the sticks. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think we might have averaged 3.5 yards a carry. So they did a great job of balling up, especially Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. And as we know back here, everything we do offensively is predicated off of the run.
What do you think is going on with this team schematically? Because we're going back and forth. We've been trading wins and losses now for weeks. But the injuries obviously play a role into that. But there really isn't a lot of consistency on either side of the ball.
Yeah, that's been the biggest thing. And you're right. The injuries. Remember, Chris, I was saying, man, the big thing about injuries, yeah, you miss those players. But the other thing is that, one, you don't develop that chemistry with the other guy that's put in there, you know, because, again, that comes through practice. And then what happens, too, is, say, people like Calvin Shepard and Dan Campbell, offensively, they have to take certain plays out of the offense. Mm. They have to kind of dumb it down a little bit. They can't be as exotic as maybe they would be want to be, because you don't have your full array of guys in there, or you don't have guys that can run that play at the highest level. So I think that's kind of been going on all year long. If you sit back and you look at all the injuries we've had, all the practice time those guys have missed, all the opportunities to develop chemistry those guys have missed, and then you have to modify your playbooks a lot. I mean, teams in the NFL, they know this, they take advantage of this, and that's just what L.A. did.
What do you see from the offensive line? Talk about pieces moving around all season long.
Yeah, from the offensive line, I mean, I thought they did a decent job. If you think about it, I think the Rams might only had two sacks, Jamie. You know, and Jerry had time. It was time when Jerry had time to look downfield. I thought we did, like I said, the first half, we did a great job of exploiting the middle of their defense. Some of those routes that had to get run by Amon-Ra and by Jameson, those were long routes. And the only way you get an opportunity to complete some of those passes is you have to have time. That's pass-wise. Not run-wise, again, it's a lot of communication that goes on from the offensive line. Because a lot of times you have to climb up to the second level to allow Jameer, to allow David to get up to that second level. And I think a lot of times we weren't able to do that. And look, D linemen, when they know they got a guy, a young guy in there, somebody they could take advantage of, they do that. And that's what they did a couple of times with Tristan Colon and getting pressure and getting, I think, the two sacks on Jared that they did.
All right, so we're inside the huddle, but let's go inside the mind of what these players are going through now, because the back's against the wall. Slim chance of making the playoffs now than if it were to have been reversed. If they were to have won that game, those odds went up significantly. So now how do they use this? Do they use this as motivation fuel? Do they just try to shut it out? How do they go about this?
Yeah, without a doubt. This will motivate the guys. And I do think, right, it seems like every time they face a tough obstacle, these guys seem to some type of way be able to overcome it. So they know now they got to win these last three games, and you got to have some help. So the only thing you can do, Chris, is just control what's right in front of you, which is the Pittsburgh Steelers. I expect them, especially with that being a home game, sorry, Jamie, I expect them to come out and give a great, great effort. I expect a win from them on Sunday versus Pittsburgh. They know they have a Minnesota team on Christmas Day that they know. I think the revenge factor of playing to that game. And then it might be, well, it probably won't be for all the marbles, depending on what happens. But then you're facing a tough Ben Johnson team that you beat pretty handily earlier this year. So I expect us to win these last three games. But, again, now we need help from other people, and that's something you just can't control.
Can I just ask you, just NFL-related but outside the lines here, what do you think of Phillip Rivers at age 44 coming back? The Wall Street Journal says, in the pocket, he moved like a man trying to make a sandwich in the dark.
Lomas was trying to find his pads. That's what he was doing.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty good. I love that. I love that. But, yeah, Jamie, we know the arm, right? We know the arm is there. The arm and the mind is there. It's just the rest of the body. We don't know. It's a 44-year-old body. So that is funny there, man. I like that little scenario right there. But, yeah, I mean, what, 27 passes I think he threw? So, yeah,
and a touchdown.
You know,
That's pretty
they
good.
Got the old man active. The old man got the taste of what it's like. I wonder what he was thinking or his grandkids were thinking watching Pops back there in the pocket.
It was pretty cool to see.
I think it's a fun little side note to this season.
Yeah, I agree. Lil, thank you. We appreciate you. Rest up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Take care.
Yeah, you got it. That is Lomas Brown. You, of course, catch him here on WJR. Every weekday night, on Sports Wrap 6-7 with Anthony Bellino. All right, we'll take a break. It's Monday, Monday Munchies. Let's talk wings next on JR Morning.
Winter is here. Are your windows keeping the cold out? For 37 years, Clarkson Window and Door has been installing windows that were designed to handle our nasty Michigan winters. You have total control over the design of the new windows. They'll be installed by experts with decades of experience, and they come with a lifetime warranty. Their commitment to excellence has made Clarkson Window and Door one of the most recommended companies by the Inside Outside guys. Right now, Clarkson Window and Door is celebrating their 37th anniversary sale, so there's no better time to upgrade your home. Get 37% off installed products and enjoy no payments, no interest financing options for qualified customers. The cold weather is here, so don't wait. Enhance your home with beautiful, energy-efficient windows and doors. Call Clarkson Window and Door today at 248-338-6781 or visit them online at clarksonwindow.com. That's 248-338-6781 or clarksonwindow.com.